This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Talks in Sweden between the U.S. and North Korea broke off, with the two sides offering contradictory assessments of their progress. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The State Department describes the talks as good discussions that it intends to build on in 2 weeks. But North Korea's chief negotiator says the talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broken down, blaming it on the U.S. for not discarding its old stance and attitude. The State Department maintains the North's comments do not reflect the content or the spirit of the talks that took place in Stockholm Saturday. Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and North Korea have been static since the February breakdown of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least 19 people were killed Saturday in Iraq during another day of civil unrest there. The death toll from protests in Baghdad and in several other southern Iraqi cities has risen to nearly 100 since the protest began earlier in the week. The unrest grew from initial demands for jobs and improved city services, such as water and power, to calls now to end corruption in the oil-rich country of nearly 40 million people. Several groups of mass gunmen also attacked 3 TV news stations in Baghdad, including the Saudi-owned and Iraq's privately-owned news channels, smashing equipment and assaulting employees. Thousands of residents of Pakistan-held Kashmir rallied Saturday on board vehicles and motorbikes to press for their demand that India lift a 2-month-old controversial clampdown in its controlled portion of the disputed region. The protest came a day when a U.S. Senator, Chris Van Hollen, arrived in Pakistan after visiting India, where he was refused permission to personally visit Kashmir to assess the situation. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong court rejected on Sunday a challenge to an emergency law criminalizing protesters wearing face masks as democracy activists hit the streets again in defiance of the ban despite half the city's subway stations remaining closed. Pro-democracy lawmakers went to the High Court Sunday seeking an emergency injunction against the ban, arguing the emergency powers bypass the legislature and contravene the city's mini-constitution. Thousands of protesters have staged unsanctioned flash mob rallies across the strife-torn city, some vandalizing subway stations and shops after Hong Kong's leader outlawed face coverings as protest or at protest, invoking colonial-era emergency powers not used for more than half a century. French investigators say evidence suggests the suspect in Thursday's deadly attack at Paris police headquarters embraced radical Islam, as questions mount about how the veteran police employee managed to escape notice. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital.
The assailant did not have a criminal record, but the prosecutor described signs of radicalism, citing witnesses and other evidence. The Martinique-born suspect, identified by officials as Mikhail H., converted to Islam about a decade ago and allegedly voiced support for a number of atrocities in the name of Islam, including the deadly 2015 terrorist attack on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The attack has left many French in shock, not only because it took place within the heart of French security, but also because the assailant worked in a department investigating radical Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Cameroon's main opposition leader, Maurice Kamto, walked free from jail Saturday after military court ordered his release at the behest of veteran President Paul Biya. The opposition leader was released after 9 months imprisonment following surprise conciliatory gestures from Biya, who is facing a number of domestic crises and an international criticism over political freedoms. President Trump lashed out against another Republican, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, Saturday after Romney called the president's appeals to Ukraine and China to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden wrong and appalling. In a series of tweets Saturday, Mr. Trump defended his comments and lashed out at Romney, calling him a pompous ass who has been fighting him from the beginning. He later called Romney, the 2012 presidential nominee, a fool who's playing into the hands of congressional Democrats. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.